Well, that's okay. We're just easing into it.
Okay. Welcome to the Global Black Caucus Power to the People podcast. My name is Angela Fobbs. I'm the chair of the Global Black Caucus, and I'm here today with Adrian, my usual companion, and Andrea Narbot. Am I saying that correctly?
Andrea Narbot.
No, oh, sorry, that's French. Narbot.
Hey, y'all, Power to the People. We are so glad to be back with y'all post the election in November, but we're here.
We won.
I was going to say we won, but I was going to say, but it ain't over because we still got to bring Georgia home.
That's
so
right.
We have to bring it home. Yeah. So we've got some special Georgia podcasts that we were going to do. And Andrea Narbot is here with us because she is a Georgia voter in France.
Wow. So, yes. How exciting. Yes. How exciting. yes, we have the power of three A's, and we will win this election, hopefully. Andrea, you just arrived in France recently. Is that correct?
Yes. So we, my husband is French, and we decided after, being at home all summer long, trying to avoid being infected with the COVID-19 virus, we decided to come to France for a little while and wait it out here, and to also avoid the consequences of whoever got elected from the elections, of course. I'm glad, very, very glad that Joe Biden won. And it's really interesting to me that, Georgia turned blue. It's a very pleasant surprise, you know, even after doing the recount.
How was the vibe there in Georgia during the election where you were?
You know, so we do a lot of hiking, right, in North Georgia. And it's very, 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 like, everybody, it just seemed like everybody was energized for Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, so Trump signs everywhere, all that kind of stuff. And so going to the different waterfalls and picnics and stuff, and, you know, driving through the little small rural towns up in North Georgia, people really seemed to be really energized for Trump. And we saw that very same thing in 2016 as well. And that's when I had the feeling, okay, Hillary may not win this election. I don't know why, it just, we both kind of looked at each other like, okay, all these Trump signs, wow, okay. Never seen any Hillary signs, I saw a few Joe Biden signs where we live, which is in Gwinnett County. And, but not as many. They just didn't seem as energized as they did in North
Carolina. How did you vote during COVID? Did you do a mail ballot? Did you drop yours off?
Oh, I did early voting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I always do early voting in the presidential elections. I'll just go like around, middle of October, go to one of the precincts there and vote.
Now, since you moved to France, do you have a voting plan for voting in the senatorial runoffs?
Yes. So I went to vote from abroad.org and posted a ballot.
Okay. So when did you do that?
When?
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this week. I think maybe Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So did you ask for your ballot to be emailed to you?
No, I asked for them to mail it to me.
Okay. What? Well, you need to change that. You can go back and ask them to email it, because mail's funky. You know the mail is funky. So you got
to America. America is the problem. Over here, the mail is running fine. It's only in America. So that brings us to a good point. Georgia is a mail-only return state. So you can't email it or fax it back. You actually have to mail it. So if Georgia voters, please, please just get your ballot as quickly as possible and then mail it back, because you're going to be competing also with the Christmas traffic. That people are sending packages. And so the mail is not running correctly in America. This is going to be a nightmare for retailers who are mailing stuff.
Angela, another thing we might want to advise is to go ahead and use your federal write-in absentee ballot, because that is your, since you registered through Vote From Abroad, Andre, you have the federal protection of an emergency backup ballot, because as Angela said, it has to go through snail mail. But if you go ahead and do your request again and say you want it to come by email, that shouldn't be a problem, and just check your spam folders. But what we'll do is check in with you in like a week to see if you haven't gotten it by email, because there are other alternatives you can do. And you know, Angela, we've got live help. I think you guys set this up in Germany, maybe.
No, actually, I think it's being run by France, to be honest,
Okay, because I've got the website, and it was a .de, but for any U.S. citizen abroad, there's a Global Voter Help Desk every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, live via Zoom. And Saturday is from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. D.C. time. Sunday, 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. D.C. time. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. D.C. time. Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. D.C. time. And the website, I can give you a short link. It's qrco.de/GABROAD.
Yes, or you can just look in the show notes for this this podcast, and all the links will be there. You don't have to memorize the URLs. Yeah.
So that's live voter help. So Andrea, that's available for you as well. But as long as you go and make sure that you request it, you get it by email. Because then, do you have a printer?
Yes.
Perfect. Because you print and scan and whatever. And then that way you can go to the French post office and mail it back. Some people are even say use couriers. Angela, do we still have discount couriers?
We have some, the FedEx discount is still running until the end of the month. So that deal was to send a next day FedEx shipment for 25 euros, which is a substantial discount on what it normally cost.
You can send it through FedEx.
That's right. If you send it before, I'm going to say like the last week of December, you should be able to send it by FedEx, because some places really need that postmark. And so if you're running out of time, FedEx doesn't give you a postmark, but if it gets there, you know, on December 15th or something, they received it well in time. So you don't need, the postmark isn't critical. So yes, you can still use the FedEx discount till the end of the month. But you can also send it through regular mail. If you mail it before December, I think it will, I hope 5 weeks is enough to get it there in time.
And Andre, if you send a regular mail, make sure you send it however, I don't know the French postal system, but like certified or something, so that you can track it.
Don't send it certified, because certified means you have to have a signature. But if you want to get a tracking number, I know in Germany you can get a tracking number without having a signature. And maybe you can do that. It actually worked really well. My husband and children vote in Pennsylvania, and I got this little number. It told me when I went on the Deutsche Post website, it told me when the shipment left Germany, when it got to the United States. And then once it got to the United States, I had to switch over to the USPS to track it, but it worked.
In other words, be vigilant. So I'm going to, I'll be checking up with you to make sure you got your ballot and got it back. Is your husband a Georgia voter?
No. No, this has a green card. So
okay. Yeah. Now, if you're listening and you vote in Georgia and you live in the U.S., you live in Georgia, maybe you're not going to be in your home state, but you're a Georgia voter, go to georgia.gov and find out about your, because if you're going to be 18 by January 5th, first-time voter, you can register to vote. If you're overseas, first-time voter, votefromabroad.org. First-time voter in Georgia, georgia.gov. And look up voting. It's vote-2020-runoff-elections. But you can make a huge difference. If this is your first time to vote, what an exciting election for Georgia voters.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. So when you decided to move to France, what were your hopes for Georgia that you were leaving behind with the state you love?
My hopes for Georgia. Well, I think that, you know, I was just really excited about Stacey Abrams and what she did to energize, like, the Democratic base.
Stacey.
Yes, she did a great job.
Especially with her governor run. I was so impressed with her and how she handled the whole thing, even with the voter suppression, the amount of voter suppression that her opponent did. So I just thought that was awesome. It was so, I mean, like, there's just a new energy in Georgia right now. It's like amazing. And so there are several groups apparently that worked with her that are, you know, registering people left and right. And I just saw a tweet the other day that she, that they registered like 600,000 people. Or no, sorry. They there were 600,000 requests for runoff. And, you know, the fear was that, you know, only, you know, a certain group of people vote in runoffs, and then everybody, like, they just forget about the, you know, right. It's not a general, it's not a presidential election. People don't really care about it. So right. My hope is that people continue this momentum that, you know, voters have now.
And I know what you said, what you mean. They say that the momentum and enthusiasm wanes generally in runoff elections.
Yeah,
but I think this might be a different.
Yeah, this is a definitely.
Yeah, not this time.
It feels different. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, I think people are fairly energized about this election, and it's really positive. If only we could turn, maybe next we can turn Florida blue. That's where I vote. And we got Pennsylvania back blue. So
yeah,
that was positive. And same
Arizona,
thing.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Wow. That is amazing.
Well, you know, we know the power of the overseas vote. We can see, you know, we've got a lot of number crunches with Democrats abroad, and I'm looking at a couple of slides here, and in 26,418 Georgians abroad requested ballots in 2020. And we know that there were a lot of close races. That's a 42% increase from 2016. So we need to make sure that we keep that all those people that requested ballots vote again in the runoff. But as Angela said, there's going to be challenges, you know, because it's early 2020, there's Christmas mail. Mm-hmm. And Audrey, just like you mentioned, you know, the great stuff that Stacey Abrams doing, is still voter protection issues in Georgia that we have to work on. And with overseas voters, you know, we're all over the world. We're not just in Europe where the three of us are. One thing to think about, Thanksgiving is next week. You can celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, by sending in your ballot. Hopefully by Thanksgiving, Andrea, you'll have your ballot. And, you know, that's something that you can send back in. For anyone who's listening that didn't register to vote, either because you weren't 18, but you will be 18 January 5th, or for some other reason. Angela's not giving people any passes, but
it's not too late. Just do it now. Like, just do it now.
Is your deadline. Make that part of your plan this weekend, Thanksgiving at the latest, you know, whatever you're doing, it takes just a few minutes to do it.
Yes. Just go to voterabroad.org, and your ballot request acts as a voter registration form also. So it's a one-stop shop. Just fill out the form, ask for your ballot to be sent by email, and then follow up to make sure they got it. You can send it, actually, you can send the request in by email. So don't use the postal mail as little as you possibly can for doing transactions with your local election.
office. Yeah, check your spam folder. Your spam folder. I know during the regular elections, a lot of people's ballots ended up in the spam folder. But another ask we have for everyone listening is, do you know a Georgian abroad? Chances are you might. What's that expression, 6 degrees of separation or something?
Yeah.
You know, ask somebody, and if they don't know, ask them to ask somebody, and let them know that if they didn't vote, or remind them to that their voting isn't over. They think they voted November, that was it. It's not. They still have work to do.
Yes, because we have to win these two runoff elections. Because number one, Georgia needs better representation than Perdue and Loeffler. Both of these people are crooks. They cheated.
Highly unethical. Yes,
highly unethical. I mean, the fact that they knew that COVID was a dangerous disease, but they were more concerned with their personal finances than the people of Georgia or the United States in general is a shocking thing that shouldn't just let it pass. Like, we can't just let that slide, because how many people have died?
They don't even deserve to be in the runoff right now. They should have Ossoff and Warren should have won just based off of that. It was disgusting.
How was the news coverage in Georgia? Do they know these people are crooks?
Hold on one second.
Like, when you were there, like, did, like, I don't know, do people, they just get a pass, you know, I don't know how, you know, if sometimes people are aware.
Well, I hope so. I've seen I started following Reverend Warnock on Facebook, and he brings it up a lot, so I'm
sorry.
Because you know,
as far as your question about the news coverage, from what I've seen, it's not really like a lot of people aren't really like concerned. I was concerned and I was upset about it. But like a lot of people didn't really take that seriously, what Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue did. And most of the people that are affected by COVID were a lot of the essential workers and things like that. But for example, in my neighborhood, a lot of us could just work from home or work in the office limitedly. So I guess they kind of just, people in my, you know, in a comparable situation as me and my husband, people in our neighborhood, we didn't really get too much affected by this. So we were just kind of like, I guess they kind of just forgot about it maybe. And then they were just kind of like, oh yeah, that did happen. Oh, well.
A lot of people expected
for Biden, but they still voted for.
Yes. Or I think a lot of people, when I look at the numbers, sometimes people just don't vote down ballot, you know? Yeah. They just vote for the president or whatever, and they just leave it blank. But we can't do that. Like, we need everybody to vote for everything. And these two people, Loeffler and Perdue, are reprehensible individuals, and they're not serving the interest of Georgia or the United States. In fact,
they have no integrity. They're even bullying the Secretary of State Raffensperger.
I saw that.
To like throw out ballots and things like that. And he's like, look, I'm a lifelong Republican, but I gotta stick with the law here. Yes. You know what? I gotta do things with integrity here. I can't just start throwing out ballots for no reason. You know, these were legal votes, and they went to Biden.
Yes,
but he also said, which I thought was funny, is so Trump was telling his voters, his base, to not do the mail-in ballots,
right?
Or to not vote until the general election. He was that. And so as a result, Raffensperger said that he, the people that voted in the primary, 10,000 of those votes that could have put him over the top and put, could have won Georgia for him, they did not vote in the general election. 10,000, he missed just because of a couple of people not to vote by mail.
Yes, well, too bad.
He shot himself in his own foot.
Ignorance is bliss. Like, you know, I mean, Trump has got a lot of ignorant ideas, and he made it seem like voting absentee was some kind of crime, you know?
Yeah. That,
but
like, what do y'all think the military's doing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Since the Civil War, we've been voting by mail since the Civil War. Through wartime, there's never been a time where voting by mail wasn't safe. And this was the safest election ever in history. And the guy who said that, Trump fired him.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And one of the reasons that our election was so safe was because of the number of vote by mail absentee ballots. You know, you can't change paper. Like you can't hack into a piece of paper and get it and do something with it. So paper ballots are probably the best way to handle elections. I've always been a little leery of touch screens, the high idea of just doing it online, you know, and there's no paper trail of any type. That's just asking for trouble.
You know what's interesting, like, so when I did early voting, I went to the precinct, voted by digitally, you know, with the touch screen. They printed out a receipt which had all my votes, who I voted for, on there, so you can double check it. Then you take your piece of paper, your receipt or whatever, put it into a, it looked like a huge recycling bin, but it was locked, it was sealed, it had a huge lock on it. So they scanned it, your paper receipt basically, into that, and it was all locked, so nobody could touch it, nobody could tamper with it. So the guy who said, and I can't remember his name, but the guy who said it was a secure election, like, that made me feel very safe. Like, my vote counted, it went to, you know, whoever, and then so whoever, like, voted for this person, you could be sure that your vote is going to count towards this person.
Did you get to come home with your piece of paper?
Huh?
You came home with your piece of paper?
No. They have it. They had it into the little, it was a huge bin for all paper ballots in there. So it was like a backup. A paper backup of the digital votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's secure. Let's just go over some key dates. You know, November 21st, even though we know it's already started happening, overseas ballots are sent from Georgia. So some people are already getting their ballots. If you haven't gotten your ballot or requested it, make sure you ask for it to come by email. In December, if, you know, send your ballot, even the deadline to register is December 7th. So as soon as you get your ballot now, turn it back. January 5th is the election day, the deadline for ballots to be postmarked.
That's right.
And January 8th is the deadline for ballots to arrive, and the deadline to fix any signatures, so to cure the ballots. So the main thing is what, Angela? Go to your Vote From Abroad today if you haven't already.
Right, that's right. Register today. It only takes a few minutes. Don't put it off. One of the things in the general election that was super stressful for me is how many people waited till the like the week before to do something. Whether it was fill out their ballot that they already received, or they wondered if they could still request a ballot, or, and I don't understand why people waited to the last possible minute to do something, but please take action now. It can't be stressed enough. Like, we've got a lot of competing things. We've got the holidays, and even though we may not be having big family get-togethers for the holiday, that doesn't mean that people aren't still doing holiday stuff and, you know, having even just like a little get-together with your immediate family that lives in your home, or putting up a Christmas tree, or having a Zoom party with your relatives.
If you're you know, we can't get together for Thanksgiving, but if you're still going to do, I'm doing some kind of Thanksgiving meal. When you're making your Thanksgiving grocery list, at the top of that list, this means needs to be mail back my ballot. That's the first thing on your list, right? Mm-hmm. Before you even can think about celebrating anything with family and friends.
Yeah, just get that ballot back for sure.
You know what? Yeah. There's a 7-step checkoff list that Democrats Abroad made. Number one, check your registration and ballot request status. This is for people who voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That means you're already in the system, you're a registered voter, you got your ballot, you sent it back. Check and make sure your ballot status is and your registration is okay. mvp.sos.ga.gov. As Angela likes to say, it'll be in the show notes. You don't have to remember. Number two, if you still need to register because you didn't register in time for the last election or you're going to be 18 by January 5th, go to that same website or go to Vote From Abroad. Number three, registered and requested your ballot already. Great. Check your email, including your spam. Print it, complete it, and mail it back ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number four, no ballot. You didn't get a ballot. You can send in a federal write-in absentee, federal emergency write-in absentee ballot known as FWAB. If you go to voteframabroad.org/Georgia, we'll show you how to do it because you've got two candidates to vote for. What are their names?
Ossoff and Warnock.
I always want to say Warlock, and I know it's not
Warlock. Yeah, okay. Warnock.
Warnock. I know, and that's why I'm afraid to say it. I was like, I don't want to say it first. Number five, mail your ballot back by Thanksgiving or express it by New Year's Eve. But you know what? I'm crossing that New Year's Eve thing.
Oh, New Year's Eve? Ridiculous. What? Oh, my God. No, see, you're giving me a heart attack. But I know that these people are out there that are just like, I guess I should send my ballot back. It's the 29th of December. Please, do it early. Like nothing
on the edge. Stop living on the edge.
Yeah, because you're killing me. Like you're actually killing me. You're fine. You're like, oh yeah. Can I help you? You know, people are always asking us like on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. They have questions or emails or whatever. And it's like you're killing me when I get your email or your Instagram message. And it's like. It's the day before the election. How do I get my ballot back? You know, it's like,
oh, Angela's like, no, her tribe needs her, her family, her friends need her. Don't she get this, put this. I want this done by the weekend, people. You know, Thanksgiving, I'm giving you a pass Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just get it done before, let's say, before the 10th of December, and then everyone can be happy. Like you don't have to think about it anymore. Last election in the November election, I got my ballot on the 19th of September.
September.
And I sent it back, that was like a Friday, and I sent it back on, I think the 22nd. I sent it back via fax. Florida, you can send back by fax, but I got it done because we were busy and I didn't want to forget my own vote helping other people to vote.
Yeah, right.
Now I'm going to say this. We know this is COVID. This has been stressful. Maybe you're sick, been sick, have loved ones who are sick. You're taking care of other people. You know, you're trying to hold things together. We get that. We get that. But we also get, if you're a Georgia voter, that if you do this, this is something that you're doing for yourself and for your loved ones. And it's an act of self-care. It's an act of self-love. It's an act of loving your community. This is important. I know, you know, this is a time where a lot of things can seem important. And you think, oh, I got time to do this. This isn't until January. The time is now. It's never too early to act. If you haven't already received your overseas ballot, check your spam. Check mvp.sos.ga.gov to make sure that they've got your ballot request. You can see what the status is. Georgia's great with that. You can check that online. You don't have to call. You know, if you've already gotten your ballot and you mailed it back, you can check to see when it's going to be accepted. I'm a DC voter. I could fax it in, mail it in, or email. I emailed it and posted it. And I checked every day the website just to see if it got accepted. And the feeling I got when it finally said accepted was amazing. So you can get that feeling. Check every day to see when it's coming in. We need little boosts like that, you know, during hard times and during important times. This is an important election. The way Georgia...
I should know this, but in Georgia, do you know if the ballots, like the mail-in ballots, are counted as they come in, or are they, do they wait like the day of the election to start counting?
I think they have to wait.
I've heard that some, like Pennsylvania, for example. Yeah,
they had that weird rule where they had to wait to get all the in-person ones counted and then counted. In Florida, they counted the ones coming by fax when they came in. They counted all the absentee ballots as they came in.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. We can look that up really
quick. That's a good question.
When Georgia counts absentee ballots. But
well, Angela's looking that up. The last thing I can tell you from the seven-point checklist is to contact your local election official. You may hear the acronym LEO. In Georgia, if there's a problem, you know.
Okay.
At votefromabroad.org/slates/Georgia, you can get that information. But, you know, because they may say your ballot is received but not accepted. That might be because they can't read your signature. But you, by law, you have time to get that fixed. The deadline to get that fixed is January 8th, which is another reason why that ballot needs to get in there today. It needs to be mailed today so that you have time to process. They have time to process it and to let you know if anything is wrong. By law, you have the right to, because people's signatures change over time. I know mine has changed over time. I've been voting since I was 18. My signature has changed, you know, over that time period. So they cannot just throw out your ballot because they don't like your signature. They have to let you know they have a problem with your signature. And then there's a procedure to fix that, which is called cure your ballot. We know how important this is. This election, the Georgia voters hold the fate of the Senate in their hands. You all have the power to flip the Senate.
It's not the fate of the Senate. It is the fate of the United States. Okay. No pressure. No pressure at all.
Be a patriot, y'all.
That's right. Be a patriot because if anybody thinks, you know, there's a lot of people think that, oh, we need a balance in the House and the Senate so that nothing too wild happens. But that's not the case. Mitch McConnell doesn't want to work with, he doesn't want any agenda that's put forth by the Democrats to go forward. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how helpful it is. Remember when he said, I want to make Obama a one-term president? Okay, that didn't work out. But also in the second term of Obama, not a lot got done because including the fact that we had one Supreme Court justice that didn't get seated because he wouldn't even do anything. And so during these past, I'm going to say the past 2 years since the midterm election, not that much has gotten done because he won't do it. There's lots of bills that the House has passed that would make all of our lives and including our voting much easier, much simpler, and help us all out. But the Senate won't take up any of the bills. They're too busy pushing through right-wing judges that don't have any legal experience. Yeah, that was just waving to my son.
But we do know that there are two independent senators. If people are going to be like, oh, you know, let's have, you know, these other two additional Democratic senators, that'll match the Republican senators. They're two independent senators. We have the vice president who can break a tie vote. The point is that it can't continue as it is, status quo, with nothing getting done. Because this is the time where people, I can't keep up with how many people have died of COVID. 260,000 or something maybe now.
Well, it's about 1,000 a day. So at this rate, I mean, that is such a shocking and just a horrifying number. I mean, the number of people that have died from COVID, every time I think about that, it just makes me super sad. I've actually had, I've talked to Germans that I don't even know. And when they find out I'm an American, the first thing they do is say, God, I'm sorry for all your loss, you know, of all the people who died.
They don't come and say, come to Berlin and protest because we don't want lockdowns, though, right?
That's just some weird freaks who don't want to wear a mask, you know?
And, like, and this is why we need to flip the Senate to get rid of those weird freaks that don't that aren't going to want to work with our president, who's our president-elect, who's already made it clear his first priority is to get a handle on the COVID crisis. We don't need We don't have time for BS in the Senate.
We need some adults in our government. Like, we need to put adults back into United States government.
Responsible adults. Because Mitch McConnell is a old adult, but he's not a responsible person. So I'm really, Mitch McConnell has got to be sidelined because he is not going to do anything. All the things that people want, to get a handle on the pandemic, to get some relief on student loans, to change HR1, which is all about voting.
To get the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act passed. You know, it's time for Mitch McConnell to sit his butt down, right? Put him in the corner. Put him somewhere in the back of the room. Because we know what the agenda is for the first, you know, right off the bat. You know, the president-elect's already put together his COVID team. We know what the agenda is going to be right off the bat. We don't need Senate obstruction. We need a Senate that's going to work together with the House and put the American people first, the healing, physically healing of the American people, not to mention healing the nation and our big divide. We know that there's 70 million people who are going to be angry when Trump is finally escorted. And I say escorted because I don't think he's walking out.
Oh, I hope they drag him out and, like, you know, like, they just have to, like, drag him and it's on national TV. This would be the best ending for his presidency. Like, sorry, we've got to take you out in handcuffs, you know?
Yeah.
Well, go home, like the bartender said.
That's right. You don't have to go home, but you got to leave. Yeah.
Out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's finish what we started, Democrats. And Georgia, you have to know that Democrats around the world are supporting you. We're phone banking. We're finding friends to find friends to know people in Georgia. We've set up live voter registration to help Georgians. We're praying for Georgia. We're doing everything in our power to help Georgia bring the vote down. And Andrea, I know you, since you've been in France this time, you've been on lockdown and really haven't had conversations, mm-hmm. but can you tell from the French media, what is their take on the state of America post the elections and what could happen if we flip the Georgia Senate? Are they talking about it over there in France?
Oh yeah, they're definitely talking about it, and they're really, you know, I just saw something about, you know, how they highlighted Stacey Abrams and her work here. So everybody's looking at Georgia right now. Like, I heard someone say, one of the guys who worked with Stacey Abrams, he described Georgia as sexy right now. And said, that tickled me a lot, you know, and I think that, you know, people are really excited and just energized, and there's just, you know, I'm very proud to be from, to be able to say from, I'm from Georgia. Right now I am, like, oh God, especially at the beginning of this year when our governor came out and said, oh yeah, so yesterday I just found out that COVID is spread by just being around certain
people. Oh my God, yes, that was so stupid. I'm like, wow, dude, you don't know anything.
So talking to people around the country, they're like, wait, you're from Georgia? Yeah.
You're like,
yeah. I know, I'm sorry, yes.
Wow, I wonder how he thinks a cold is spread. Like, how does that happen?
You know, it's, COVID is fake. It's spread. It's just like flu and whatever, you know, all this crazy stuff.
He's, but you know what? The good news about him is that in 2022, we get to vote him out.
We get to vote him out too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. and maybe we can have a good governor for mm-hmm. Georgia.
Hopefully.
Like Stacey Abrams. Let me ask you something. Maybe it might be too personal. You may not have to answer it, but I know you're a mother, you're a Black mother, and you have a son. And I know in Georgia, there was at least one shooting of a Black man by the police. I remember it was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I think it was in the Wendy's. He was just fell asleep at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My Swedish husband could not, I mean, We had to call my cousin in Atlanta and try to get an explanation, because he said, how can the police shoot somebody in the back? And they just startled him and woke him up in his car. Was that part of your reason of wanting to move to France, like raising a son in the States?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, it's very shocking for people, for a lot of us. It still shocks me. I know that, like, you know, when growing up and I had heard about things like this and, you know, just being really upset about it. But then, you know, with social media, everything spreads just like instantaneously as soon as something happens. And then you see these videos, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, you just can't get away from it. But my husband was like, you know, at least like when our son grows up, he can be a teenager, because he's gonna be a teenager, and we don't want the risk of him running into a cop that doesn't see it like that, you know?
Yeah.
So he's very adamant about us moving back here, especially during our son's teenage years.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's so funny. It's like, U.S. is, we built a really good life in the U.S. So it's going to be complicated for a little while.
Does it hurt like to have to leave home to feel safer about your health and your?
Yes, it does. It really does. It's so disappointing and so just heartbreaking to see the number of deaths and to see the negligence of the government and just how they're handling everything. And I'm so glad that, you know, there's a change in leadership. And like I said earlier, there's a new, you know, at least there's an adult in the White House now. And we can start to move forward and get something done with this. But there's still the people, you know, locally who don't believe in wearing masks, who don't want to close the businesses, who don't want to adhere to the lockdowns, because it's, I don't know, it's what I've heard all the way from, oh, it's the mark of the beast, or, you know, Bill Gates, or 5G, it's not, you know, I've heard so many, and I'm just like, so, it's so frustrating. It's like, look at all these people who are dying in our state, who are dying all across the country,
yeah.
And all you guys care about is some silly conspiracy theory. You know, you're under the name of supposed freedom. I just don't understand that, when a lot of this is very real. I mean, the deaths are very real. And I've heard of people who have COVID, and I've listened to their stories. And I, you know, people that say it's like the flu, they're stupid. I'm sorry, I have to say it. They're stupid, because COVID, not only do you have the immediate effects and you're in bed for what, a couple weeks or whatever, but then afterwards you can still have ramifications. Some people reported holes in their intestines because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. Holes in their lungs because of COVID, like heart issues. I mean, I just, you know, I want to avoid this if I can at all costs. Like, I do not want to get this disease.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely been devastating in our communities. People of color, we've seen it, frontline workers, even doctors and nurses who have gotten it and have died.
yes, there's all sorts of, and it doesn't matter what your age as to how it affects you. You know, I saw this YouTube video, a girl that was 16 and she got COVID, and it took her like 5 months just to feel kind of normal after getting. It's not just young people, it's not old people too that are suffering. It's anybody. It just depends. Actually, we don't know what it depends on.
Yeah. That is too many unknowns still.
Yes. Yes. So you don't know if some people, old or young, they get it and it's kind of mild and they go through it. And then some people, they get it and it devastates their lives. Mm-hmm. So don't wear your mask, please. You don't have to go anywhere if you don't, you know, all these people, I get it. People want to do stuff. I want to do stuff too. But you know what I don't want to do is get COVID.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm still doing stuff, but I'm doing other stuff, and I'm doing stuff the socially responsible way. Mm-hmm. You know, people, you don't have to be bored. You know, I do understand people maybe with anxiety or don't have the ideal living situation stuff. Well, sorry for their abuse people who are locked down with their abuses. I mean, there's tons of stuff that is really, really disturbing and difficult in situations. But the one thing that we can do for us who are fortunate to have access to clean water, wash our hands, mask up, social distance. You know, there's the minimum. If you feel sick, stay home. If you have one of these jobs that you can't work from home. We've seen society change completely. A lot of these jobs that people are like, you can't work from home. We can never work from home. Overnight, they're working from home.
Yeah, that's my husband's job. You know, he basically, we moved my husband works for the military. And we moved from one place to another because everybody has to be in the office. So we moved, you know, about an hour away from where we used to live. And now, and he would love to work at home, and he's been working at home since March. So, they haven't been back into their offices. I mean, every now and then somebody will go in to like drop something off or pick something up or something, but most of the people are working from home. And I think this whole thing is going to change how we work, how we live. It also, for me personally, it also made me realize that a lot of things that we've been doing in the past are just kind of nasty. Crowding people into small spaces, you know, like before people were like, yeah, that's cool. I'll just crowd into this tiny space with 100 other people. And now
cozy, right?
Exactly. Like you go into a bar and there's like no room and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to drink my drink, you know? And now I think, I don't really want to do any of that stuff. And one of the things, my birthday is coming up next month. And I usually, for my birthday, weird tradition, but I usually go to a movie. Disney has managed to put out a Star Wars movie almost every year around my birthday. It starts. And this year, of course, there's no movie theaters open, but I wouldn't go anyway. Like a movie theater is a hot, like germ factory.
Movie theater?
What?
Are you never going to go back to a movie theater?
I don't know. Once I get a vaccine in me, yeah, like I'll go back. But I don't really, I mean, you're sitting in a small airless room with hundreds of people that you don't know where they've been. Mm-hmm. So no, I'm not going to sit in a movie theater. Not yet.
So well, you know, vaccines, what do y'all think of the different vaccines that are, they're saying they're 90% and 95% effective? Do y'all think that you would be the first to volunteer to take them, or what do you think about the whole vaccine situation?
For me, the one that's by Pfizer and this company in Germany, I'm more than willing to take. I know that's probably sounds terrible, but I know that if it's in Germany, like coming from Germany, it'll be like safe, you know, that they'll make sure that people aren't being killed. The one from America, I don't know, you know, we'll see. We won't be the first type of people to get it anyway, because it's going to go to the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, people that work in, homes for the elderly and things like, you know, people that do medical things that we'll get this vaccine first. So we don't have to worry about, you know, if there's some weird side effect. But I've always gotten a flu shot every year, you know, and it works, so I feel pretty comfortable, you know, 90-something%. I just wonder what happened with that other 6% of people. Like, why didn't it work? I hope they figured that out. So, you know, so that they can have some guidelines, like if you have this and this, it's probably not going to work, as opposed to, you know, so you just don't waste your time thinking you're okay. But
right.
Well, I'm a vaxxer. I believe in vaccinations. I never had, I had all my childhood vaccinations, no childhood diseases. I had a flu shot. Me and Jonas went to a drive-through flu shot last weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was, we were down in the, between 9 to 12 when, you know, they just come to your car all masked up, you know, get your information, go through, bing, bong, in and out, no out-of-pocket cost, taxpayer paid. And Sweden has, the state's minister said, he, prime minister said, you know, they're going to procure enough for every citizen in Sweden. So whatever they give us, I think it's going to be safe. That's, and I'll take it.
Yeah, you should, everybody should get their flu shot this year also, because there was a study in Italy that people that actually had the flu shot last year didn't get COVID as badly as people who didn't. So if you had, I mean, it's not that they didn't get it, but they just didn't get the worst effects of it. The flu shot acted as a little bit of a break on what COVID could do. So definitely get your flu shot this year.
Yeah. And I think this was the first time my husband had a flu shot since he can remember. But I did make him call his doctor brother and, you know, make sure, you know, just get that pep talk, because there are some people who think, oh, I'm healthy, I don't need a flu shot, what do I need to do? I'm like, you're getting the flu shot this year, MF, you know, because we need to build up our defenses. And you're still working. You're still leaving your house to go work. Even though he, even in the Swedish military, he's at a school. They've implemented just this week, some people, you can work from home different days, you know, they're rotating it or whatever. And I said, see, even that would have been impossible a year ago. So for people who think that we can't make the change, flip the Senate, what was impossible a year ago is now possible. It's within our grasp. We need every Georgia voter and every Georgian who's going to be 18 by January 5th to participate in this election. It doesn't matter if you live in Georgia, or if you are a Georgia voter but live outside of the U.S., you can vote. Angela has, I don't know if she's worked on it herself, but I know we've got live voter help on Zoom.
That's right.
To get help. There's also an email if you need help.
Yeah, you can go to, if you're having problems getting registered, go to voterprotection@democratsabroad.org, and they'll help you with your local election officials. It's really, you know, so don't be dissuaded. If you need help, there's people to help you at all levels. Definitely.
And at voterprotection.org also.
That's right.
Like, Angela knows we've got a team of people. They just live and breathe this, and it's, they get up every day to help people like you vote. So if you're having issues getting registered, we're here to help. If you've got issues, just questions, you know, how do I do the federal write-in and absentee ballot? They've got, we've got people to help. If you want to have one-on-one private live help with Zoom, we're set up for that 4 days a week. If you want to know what you can do with campaigns, we can direct you to the different campaigns you can work on the phone bank. I believe we're going phone banking with Democrats Abroad too, aren't we?
That's right. But it's going to be a quick phone bank because of, I mean, because we're only focusing in on one state. So that's not an infinite number of people. It's a very finite list, and they're going to zoom through that. But there's also opportunities for you to actually make calls in Georgia. So if you want a phone bank, there's several organizations that are set up to help you phone bank in Georgia or text bank. I think I want to do some text banking. I don't want to call anybody. Like, I just don't.
On a thing today.
But other people like it. Like, a lot of people like it, but I would prefer just to text people.
In other words, there's no one size fits all. The only thing that's one size that fits everybody is if you're a Georgia voter, you have to vote.
That's right.
If you're an American, there's other ways for you to help. And Angela was going to add.
Oh, yes. And if you are a non-Georgia voter and you still want to help, consider making a donation to Democrats Abroad or to one of the campaigns or to Fair Fight. Or there's, we have a whole list. And again, I'll include all that stuff in the description of the podcast.
Fair Fight is a Stacey Abrams initiative.
That's right.
If you're a Stacey fan like we are, you know, definitely support her efforts. we know Black women lead, Black women rule, Black women vote. Stacey Abrams is an icon. She's someone to look up for. Instead of, you know, when that election was stolen from her, what did she do? She came back strong.
That's right. She's
mobilizing Black voters around the world, actually, because we're all inspired through her actions. So, you know, let's live in our legacies that, you know, like John Lewis and other people have put up for us, and vote. The whole world's looking at you, Georgia.
Yes.
That's our hour, pretty much. Did you, Audra, do you wanted to say anything else about anything? We're so happy to have you here as our guest today. Thanks for sharing your experiences.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be able to speak with you all and, you know, just let the my fellow Georgia voters know, let's do this, let's bring it home. And yes. That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, thank you so much, or should I say merci? It is our pleasure to talk with you too. Yes, thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Andrea. And this is Angela. And we're going to say yes, power to the people. And let's bring it home for Georgia. And we'll see you on our next episode when we'll have, who are we talking with? Another Georgia voter.
We're talking from somebody on the ground in Savannah.
Ah, okay. Somebody in the heart of Georgia.
Woo! Georgia. Yeah, yes. That's Warnock's hometown, I believe.
Georgia. Yeah, isn't Savannah right. Is also the headquarters, the home of the Girl Scouts, I think, too. So.
All right. Anyway. So what's happening on the ground in Georgia? Be safe, everybody, on the weekend. We'll be back on Monday, as Angela said.
Yes, we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Ciao.
Thanks, everyone. I said, Georgia. Georgia. A song of you. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind. Oh.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, 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 Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said just an old sweet song keeps